Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this edition has a big, bold, unadulterated wake-up call for small business owners. The book is Profits Aren't Everything, They're the Only Thing, and the author is George Cloutier. He built a $20 million a year business from the ground up. He's a Harvard MBA, and he's best known for doing absolutely whatever it takes to bring his clients' businesses back to life and long-term profitability. He's a turnaround management expert. He joins us live on the line. Let's welcome George Cloutier to the program. George, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. It sounds great.
You're known as this brilliant turnaround business expert. And with the added piece that you'll go to any extreme to make the changes necessary, I'm curious, before we talk about the book, how did your own ability to do this develop? Where does this come from?
I think it comes from my early debating career, where I was always trying to cut to the heart of the debate. It also comes from the fact that I founded the nation's, along with two other guys, first computer dating service in the 60s, before
Wow.
the personal computer had even been invented. So I've always had a strong desire to make little things get bigger fast. And by the way, I will do almost anything, but it has to be legal.
Right. Of course. Of course. The book is Profits Aren't Everything, They're the Only Thing. How is the book structured, George?
I designed the book to try to provide small business and mid-sized business owners or people thinking about going into business an alternative framework to really look hard at how to run your business, the big picture items, how to treat your employees, how to handle your money, what your motivation should be, what your focus should be. So this is not a feel-good book, and it's not a manual that you'd find at the back of the SBA, who has some great manuals. This is a book about the way your mindset should be as a small business owner.
Why is it that so many small business owners are in denial?
Well, that's one of the big battles that each of us, including me, has to fight. None of us likes to look in the mirror. There's very few of us that do that well. So when you've got to look hard in the mirror and say, if my sales are down, yep, might have something to do with the economy, but maybe I'm doing something wrong rather than just blaming the economy. Or if the sales manager isn't working out, or if the bank won't give you a loan, it's not their fault. The big thing that you're denying is you're probably doing something wrong. So we say, end that denial today, this very minute, face reality and plod on.
You've helped some 7,000 business owners turn their business around. Each one is a different human with a different set of emotional characteristics and personalities and tendencies. How do you manage them out of denial?
Well, the simplest and most common denominator about denial is that you have to force, and I hate to say this, the patient into some pain. So I believe that you have to force the mindset of the small business owner into accepting that he's in pain, he or she is in pain, they're not making enough money, they're in the lower quartile, and do they like that? If I can't induce pain in a potential client, I can't be helpful.
We're visiting with George Cloutier. He's the author of Profits Aren't Everything, They're the Only Thing. George, do you have a website I should give on as a part of this reset?
Since my name is a little hard to spell sometimes, and the book title is long, we have a website called TurnaroundAce.com. TurnaroundAce.com. And that moniker was given to us by Business Week. So it's not, we didn't invent it, Business Week did.
Terrific. You've got 15 rules in the book, George, and from that I've extrapolated some questions to ask. Many startup business owners don't pay themselves in an effort to free up cash flow while the business is struggling, or they might defer their own income while they're navigating through a rough patch. Why is this absolutely the worst thing they can do?
Well, the first thing is, obviously, if you have a crisis where your only customer files bankruptcy or the roof falls in or the business burns down, you may have to take some periods when you can't pay yourself. But by not paying yourself what you're really worth, you are not recognizing that there's something wrong in the business that won't allow you to pay yourself. Why don't you have enough money to pay yourself a reasonable wage? If you don't have enough money, sales are down, costs are too high, you're doing something wrong. So again, face it and say, I'm paying myself first this Friday, and I'll have to figure out how to pay all the other bills after I pay myself. And if I can't do that, I've got to change something. So it forces change.
One of the rules has to do with family businesses. This, of course, is a heated and passionate subject. Many people choose to go into business with family members. Why are they doomed to fail?
Well, they're not always doomed to fail, but if they take the family into the business, it's a mistake. You can't put square pegs in round holes. You have to separate the family from the business. You can't give special privileges. You can't hire family members that are not competent to handle the position. You can't have your family members there just taking up space. And most importantly, your time and money. So there are some great family businesses, but the majority of them, frankly, are wallowing in family issues rather than making a profit.
Love your business more than your family. What are you really saying here to the business owner?
What we're really trying to say is, look, if you can't be completely focused and committed to your business, your chances of success go down dramatically. We're not saying don't love your family. The very reason you're working is for your family. But you can't let family issues overwhelm your focus on profits and success. And if it's doing that and you're not comfortable with that, you probably shouldn't be in the business. You really have to, you can take your kids to work with you on weekends. You can take them, have a kids' day on Friday. You can deal with family issues, but you can't be running out twice a day to deal with family stuff because it won't work. You have to focus on the business.
I want to talk about teamwork, groupthink. Many business leaders feel that that's essential to moving together as an organization. Why do you say teamwork doesn't work? What's wrong with it? And then if it is wrong, what should we be concentrating on in such a way that we can work together?
As in the family situation, there are some businesses that have good teams, but there is an overemphasis, especially among HR directors in big businesses and in big businesses. The small business will only be as good as the weakest link in the team. So what happens is the team tends to take over the direction of the business, and more importantly, it tends to cover up its own failures. So you have to have specific duties and responsibilities. They have to be strictly enforced. You have to treat people as you promised to treat them, well if they're doing well and not so well if they're not doing so well. But the team is only as good as its weakest link, and they tend to cover up, team members tend to cover up each other's failures.
George, let's transpose that to the ownership role, the C-level of an organization. Is it a bad idea to have, I'll call, democracy? Do you need one person that calls the shots? Is that essential in your view?
In my view, especially in small businesses that don't have 3 months to correct a failure, or they can't go back to the public markets and raise $1 billion more or $100 million if they screw up. A small business has to have a singular, focused vision going forward. That doesn't mean an owner shouldn't be listening all the time to good ideas,
sure,
and incorporating them where they're appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. You know, George, in a sense, as I read your book, and I'm about a little better than halfway through it, it strikes me that in a sense, particularly from the emotional standpoint, the rules and the tone describe what I will call the ability to simply decide with strength and chutzpah and clarity what it is you're there to do and just do it. I mean, do you ever boil it down to simply that in terms of the work here?
Yeah, actually, I think that's a great description of what it is. This really says, as the business owner, you have to be centered, well-centered on your task. Yeah. You have to incorporate good ideas, but you have to have the daily battle plan ready when you hit your office at 7:30 in the morning. And you have to get the team members, who are your employees, to work with you on that. And if they can't work with you, and if they can't focus with you, they may be in the wrong place, and you may have the wrong people.
As business owners, do we tend to put our need to be loved in front of doing what it takes, making the unpopular decisions, keeping our center? Is that a part of this?
Absolutely. There's very few of us, business owners or not, who don't want to be loved. But if you need to be loved, you probably shouldn't be a business owner, because you will continuously make mistakes based on what people are saying to you about what a great person you are, rather than the bottom line, which should control all your decision making.
Great stuff. To close out, if I were to ask George Cloutier, what's the one big thing so many business owners get wrong about running their business, what would that be?
Boy, the in denial is a biggie. I think the pay for performance, where you pay people according to what they've been assigned to do, you pay them well, pay them better, and you pay the better performers more and the mediocre performers less. You cannot afford not to use pay for performance.
So that should always correlate.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And if you can't make them correlate, you got to rethink your compensation programs. And you can.
Terrific. We've been visiting with George Cloutier. He's the CEO of American Management Services. The website, www.turnaroundace.com. That's turnaroundace.com. He's the author of Profits Aren't Everything, They're the Only Thing. George, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.